Good evening. This is Akashvani, the news read by Shubhashachi Bhattacharji. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said India's health infrastructure has become stronger in the past few years. Addressing a post-budget webinar on Sabka Saath, Sabka Vikas, fulfilling aspirations of people, Mr. Modi emphasized on the rise of care economy. He said the growing global demand for caregivers is creating new skill-based employment opportunities for lakhs of young people in the country. PM Modi expressed pride in the increasing number of women in STEM fields. He reiterated the government's commitment to ensuring equal opportunities for daughters in futuristic technologies. Asserting that India is moving towards an innovation-driven economy, PM Modi called upon academic institutions to transform their campuses into hubs of industry collaboration and research-driven learning to provide students with essential real-world exposure. India scripted history by winning the ICC Men's T20 World Cup title for a record third time, beating New Zealand by 96 runs in the final match in Ahmedabad last night. Chasing a massive target of 256 runs set by India, New Zealand were bowled out for just 159 runs in 19 overs. Jasprit Bumrah bagged 4 wickets and was adjudged player of the match. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has emphasized the dialogue and diplomacy should be pursued to de-escalate the tensions in West Asia. Making a statement in the lower house on the situation in West Asia, Dr. Jaishankar said the Indian government had issued a statement on 28th of last month regarding the situation, expressing deep concerns and urged all sides to exercise restraint. The minister said MEA has set up a special control room to monitor the situation and respond to queries. He said as of yesterday, almost 67,000 Indian nationals have returned to the country. The Lok Sabha has been adjourned till 3 p.m. amid uproar by opposition members over discussion on West Asia situation. After the first adjournment when the House assembled at 12 noon, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar gave a Suomoto statement on the situation in West Asia. When he began giving the statement, opposition members came to the well-displaying placards. On day two of budget session of 8th Arunachal Pradesh Legislative Assembly, the House has passed 5 bills, including the Arunachal Pradesh Salaries, Allowances and Pension of Members of Legislative Assembly Amendment Bill 2026. It abolishes mandatory 4-year tenure for elected MLAs to be eligible for pension. In the Assembly, Chief Minister Pema Khandu said the CM Comprehensive State Road Development Plan, which started in 2024, has been extended till 2029 to improve the road connectivity in various parts of the state. RWD Minister P.D. Sona said 97% projects under PMJSY1 in the state are completed. He added the state was confident of getting an extension till March next year to complete the remaining 45 roads. During question hour, Mr. Sona, who is also in charge of tourism ministry, said money sanctioned by the Center for Tourism Circuit will be spent in a judicious manner. He said the locals will have to be sensitized about hospitality in order to build new tourist circuits in the state. Ministry of Youth Affairs and Sports launched the second phase of the Viksit Bharat Yuva Connect program in Delhi today. The initiative is being organized through Mera Yuva Bharat to strengthen youth engagement with the vision of Viksit Bharat 2047. The ministry informed that more than 10,000 students from over 35 colleges across the national capital are participating in the program. The government of Arunachal Pradesh has officially announced the schedule for house listing operations, HLO, of the census 2027. The first phase of the census process will begin on 16th of next month across the state. The digital census covering self-enumeration will take place from 16th to 30th of next month. Residents will have the opportunity to provide their household information online using official census portal. The fieldwork for HLO will be conducted from 1st to 30th May this year. In hockey, Indian women's team will face Scotland in their second Pool B match of the FIH Hockey World Cup 2026 qualifiers in Hyderabad this evening. The match will begin at 7:30 p.m. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.